Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Steve Brown. One of the first Afghan families brought to Massachusetts after the fall of their country to the Taliban has settled in an apartment in Worcester. They're among about 1,000 Afghan evacuees expected to come to Massachusetts in the coming months. WBUR's Lynn Joliker stopped by to meet the young couple and their three small children.
Just 2 days after moving into a Worcester triple-decker, the Atayi family has already found community. A cousin and her family, along with a handful of other Afghan immigrants who came in recent years, are here to welcome the new arrivals. They gather around a coffee table with plates of cookies and nuts.
You want something? For drink? Tea? Water? Like this?
Khalid Atayi offers guests green tea. His 9-year-old daughter, Khadija, jumps up to fill everyone's cups. Atayi is finally able to feel some peace.
Feeling is now is good. I'm happy. My cousin is right here. My friend is right here. The Afghan people is right here. I come for the home. I see the home. I see the everything. I'm happy now. My children is happy. Everything is good now.
That's quite a change from less than 2 months ago. Atayi worked in food services at the U.S. Embassy in Kabul. As the Taliban closed in, he says superiors at the embassy told him to go home with his wife and children and wait. A few days later, after Kabul had fallen, Atayi says he got an email from the embassy telling him to go to the airport with his family. They waited there in the chaos for one night, then were evacuated to Qatar. Their 40-day journey took them to Washington, Texas, and finally Boston, with only a few belongings.
My name is Shaista.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Shaista Atayi is Khalid's wife.
How are you doing?
I'm good now.
I'm good.
Did you worry about what life would be like with the Taliban in control?
Her cousin's husband, Farhad Faroe, translates.
I was scared because my husband was working with United States. I was scared from my husband to when they're going to arrest him, when they're going to catch him. Every day I have scared. I have worried about my husband.
The Atayis came here with the help of Boston and Worcester-based Refugee and Immigrant Assistance Center. It's part of a network of resettlement agencies around the country. The organization's Meg Gallo says moving into an apartment is just the first step of many for Afghan evacuees.
The next steps will start with getting their required health assessment scheduled, getting them signed up for MassHealth. They're qualified to enroll for Social Security, so we're going to help them get their Social Security card. We're going to then work to help get the kids enrolled in school. The parents will be enrolled in English classes. We'll be working with them to get jobs.
The Atayi's status in the U.S. is known as humanitarian parole. It's a temporary protection used in emergency situations for people who don't have immigrant visas. The family will get some financial assistance from the government for a short time. The goal is for them to find jobs and pay their own rent and expenses within a couple of months of their arrival. Nonprofits and volunteer groups helped furnish the 2-bedroom apartment. The kids are making themselves at home. 2-year-old Abdul Rahman runs around sporting sunglasses. Khadija motions toward the room she shares with her 7-year-old sister, Zahra. She opens the closet so she can show off something that was donated to her. It's brand new and loaded with school supplies.
Backpack? Yeah, for school?
Yes.
Whoa.
Thank you.
I like the pink.
Yes.
Pink color? What are your favorite things to do? What do you like to do to have fun?
مگه چی را خوش داری که بعد از یعنی اول که انجام بدی؟ مکتب بری کجا بری؟
School.
School. You like school?
Yeah, she said.
Do you miss school?
Yes.
بگو 12 بجه شب بود که به ما ایمیل آمد یا گیت باس آمد به ما که
Atayi says as hard as it was to leave his homeland, he knows his daughters and his wife will have more opportunity and the whole family will have a better future, far from the Taliban. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Lynn Joliker.